am Orta. I was born in Vilnius, Lithuania, and then finished my studies in Amsterdam, Rietveld Academy, which I think shaped me as a person and my practice. And textile for me is a way of examining the world, going along the surface and reading from person's clothing to person's furnishings and going beyond that, going along the surfaces of the world. And for me, it's a perfect medium to create narratives and to examine or think of possible scenarios of the world and for the society, or maybe something so unrealistic that that we can escape our difficult realities. The textile is as a medium is really important for me because it's so hands-on, and I really like to combine thinking and doing in my practice. But the main thing for me, or most important, is that the person would feel calm while being in my pieces or observing them. And once again, the textile as a medium really helps, because the actual process of making is very time consuming and meditative. And I really hope that it transcends, you know, this energy when a person sees the final results. So I'm going to present the Grand Fungi Net, which I created last summer in the rural forests of Lithuania. It's one of the most beautiful parts of my country, and I'm always fascinated and feeling my best being in a forest. But while walking there, I was shocked by the lack of forest, the lack of trees that are cut down constantly. And then I realized that the only essence which is sustaining the forest is the mushroom net, which is underneath the floor. And their nets that are connecting all over the world are like messaging about the lack of nutrients or the dangers. And I found it like as a beautiful metaphor for the whole world about the connectivity and how can we sustain each other. And at the same time, we can, of course, interrupt each other's paths. It's a big hanging net, which was hand knotted by me. And then on it, you can see mushroom silhouettes popping up. So it needs to be seen from a distance and from a closer. So it's like in Lithuania, it's really popular to go mushroom picking in the end of summer or autumn. So it's a similar joy to find these mushrooms in the net, because they appear and disappear. And in general, I think it's what's so nice about the nets is that they are like pixels in the space. I used a simple cotton cord for it, just a very basic cone. And it's white material. So I often use white in my work as a basic canvas for creating my narratives. And I think it's interesting how it works as innocent, at the same time dangerous, because it's about to get touched and very fragile. And I think it's always interesting to see how it's evolving. You can visibly see the marks of time and of different situations where the piece has been. Imagine for me is comfort, creating my daily escapes and thinking of different scenarios and times of horror and trouble. It's also imagining something that's not visible, you know, this mushroom net which is underneath the world and connecting everything. And sometimes we feel so separated from each other, but at the same time, we are incredibly interlinked. And we have seen that with this coronavirus, you know, how everything is like one handshake away. And we can see it now with a war, which is on the border, you know, near us. And it seems like for some that is far away, and for others, we can feel it in our daily lives. So I think it's really important to remember and imagine how much we should care for each other and try to create the world which is serving for us and for the future.